Progress.
Bez Hashem continues Shari Tshuva Shari Beis. Ois Tes Zayin. This is Shin number 114 in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us that we have to prepare ourselves for the ultimate Yoim Hamavis, day of death. We never know when it's going to come. And therefore, a person should search out opportunities to do mitzvahs. Don't wait for the mitzvah to come to you. Do yourself the favor and search out, look for opportunities to do a mitzvah. Look for chances to do a mitzvah. V'yesh ala adam l'chadesh loy mitzvah z'chol yoyim. Ula higiyah tor moysoy v'lo yechsa ha-mitzvah sahim. Why? Because it might be that's the last day of his life. And he will have been successful and he'll have passed away, but he was doing mitzvahs. He fulfilled those mitzvahs. And every mitzvah that he does, he creates in Shemayim, that beautiful garden that awaits him in Olam HaBa. The Medrash says in Koheles, whoever does one mitzvah close to the time of his death, he is compared to a person who is mekayim the whole entire Torah. I know somebody, he used to daven in the shul. Now he's up in Yeshiva Shalmaila. Like we just had in Yom Kippur, Echos Yom Kippur. Yeshiva Shalmaila. He was zoiche to make a siyum hashas, I think within less than 24 hours before he went up to Shemayim. How do you like that? He made a siyum hashas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him up to the Bez Shemayim, Yeshiva Shemayim. So Hashem said, you learn down here, I want you to come now learn upstairs. A person who passes away when he's doing a mitzvah, close to his death, is it's as if he was fulfilling the whole entire Torah. Now, so all we have to know is when the person's going to die, and we'll do a mitzvah at that point. That's obviously impossible. So what are we being told to do? To make sure we're living our lives, every single second of our lives, always doing mitzvahs. Always doing mitzvahs. And then, when a person is living life in such a way, always wanting to do mitzvahs, then when he gets called up to Shemayim, it's compared to a person who fulfilled the whole entire Torah. Doime shekiyem es kol ha-Torah. V'lo yohaya chaser elo oise mitzvah. And he was just missing that one mitzvah, and he fulfilled it. However, the flip side says the Medrash is the same as well. And a person who does one Aveira close to his death, it's as if he is Mevatel, it's as if he violated the entire Torah. A person who does an Aveira right before he dies, when he gets up there in Shemayim, they look at him and say, you know, it's like you transgressed the whole entire Torah. This is the Medrash that Rabbeinu Yoin is telling us here from Koheles Rabbah. So what are we supposed to do with this information? What are we supposed to do with this knowledge? We're supposed to mizarz ourselves, to arouse ourselves, to ask ourselves, are we doing the mitzvahs properly? Well, what's one of the first steps to know if you're doing the mitzvah properly? You have to know what the mitzvah is. You have to know there are mitzvahs. You have to know you're responsible. You are obligated entire yag mitzvahs. Okay, very nice. So now you know you're obligated entire yag mitzvahs. So now, what are the halachas of the mitzvahs? So you have to learn them. Men have to learn. The women have to learn. You have to know Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Yom Kippurim. We just finished learning. This is our responsibility. With this information, it's not just a matter of learning Musar, being aroused, being inspired, and turning the page to the next inspiration. The inspiration is to take us to action. And we learned recently, if we don't apply what we learn into action, we said last week, Noyach loy shalei nivra. Hashem says, better you wouldn't have been born. Better you would not have been born. You learn, and you don't even do what you're supposed to be doing. Noyach loy shalei nivra. We saw this last week. So we should all be zoiche to take to heart what Rabbi Yon is teaching us here. A person does a mitzvah samach misasoi. It's as if he was mekayim kol ha'Torah kula. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas samach misasoi is daim shekiyem as kol ha'Torah.